Shooting the Breeze with JD and Drew. It's opening day 2024 in the Major League Baseball season for your Detroit Tigers, who just beat the Chicago White Sox 1-0 on a great pitched effort by Tarik Skubal and the entire Tigers bullpen. We'll break the game down here on this day's podcast. I know it's good to see baseball back. We've been looking forward to it. I just want to add in there real quick, my co-host Jason, he's out of town on spring break. He'll be back for the next podcast when he gets back here later at the end of this week. Tarik Skubal was dominating today's effort, going 6 innings, giving up 3 hits, 0 earned runs on 6 Ks. Had great stuff. His fastball was sitting around 96, 97 all day. Showed a knuckle curve. His slider and his changeup was fantastic. Kept the hitters of Chicago off balance all day long. Our offense was only able to muster 6 hits in the game. They, in my opinion, they had too many swings and misses on fastball counts right down the middle. Chicago's pitcher, Garrett Crochet, he was also dominant, even though he got the loss. I felt like in the first couple innings, he really featured his slider, which was downright nasty, with swing and miss stuff. And then he really didn't need his slider the rest of the game because he was just able to blow the fastball right by the Tiger hitters. That was a little bit discouraging. You know, just way too many swings and misses. Both teams' hitters struck out 11 times in the game, so that kind of tells you what kind of dominating pitching performances from really both sides of the plate, or excuse me, from both teams it was today. But in the end, it was the Tigers who got the 1-0 win. Shelby Miller came in, pitched an inning, struck out 1. Andrew Chafin came in, pitched an inning and a third, struck out 2. And Jason Foley came in, who was throwing 101 on a two-seam fastball that was just downright filthy. He struck out 2 hitters. So overall in the day, we struck out 11 Chicago White Sox hitters. The Tigers got their 1 run in the top of the 3rd, which was the only run in the game for both sides. Javi Baez led off with a single to right. Then he stole 2nd. Parker Meadows grounded out to 2nd, which moved Baez over to 3rd. And then Andy Ibañez hit a sacrifice fly to center, which Baez scored. It's good to see Javier Baez get a hit in the game. He didn't look too lost at the plate, so that was encouraging. Spencer Torkelson had 2 hits on the day. And rookie Colt Keith, he came up, had an infield single for his first hit. But the good thing was is that he didn't look lost at the plate. He looked like he had a really good approach. He was going to the opposite field on his 2 flyouts. His only hit of the game came on just a little flubber in the infield. Was able to beat the hit out, which was good to see. I mean, he'll take it. You know, it's his first big league knock, so that's encouraging. But like I said, you know, he looked like he wanted to be there, and he didn't look too lost up there. And I think, you know, hopefully he'll get going now. But, you know, it's good to see youth in there, a rookie, and to see, let's hope he can keep this going and build off this game now that the nerves are out of the way. I expect good things from him this year at second base. Baez, you know, he manufactured that run on his own. And, you know, if he's going to struggle and he gets on, let's make something happen. So hopefully he doesn't have any base running gaffes like he did last year. But, you know, he's a spark plug. You know, he's going to give it his all. He is a professional. And as much as he gets bagged on, and which is deservedly so, let's hope he can, you know, have a good year. If he could hit 240, maybe 12 home runs, play good defense, we'll take that, even though that contract might not warrant, you know, those numbers. But from what we've seen the last couple of years, we'll definitely take that. Parker Meadows, you know, he batted. They had him batting 9 today. He didn't get a hit. Riley Green made 2 good defensive plays out in left field behind Tarik Skubal and the pitching staff. Made a diving play on 1 that had to make a running grab towards the line on the other. Matt Vierling, he struck out with the bases loaded, which, you know, could have blown the game open there in the 8th, but it didn't cost us in the end because the bullpen came in and shut it down. So, you know, big things, I think. I really still think we're going to win the division. I know it's just 1 game, but I think our bullpen looks good. I mean, we've got a lot of hard throwers, and it's just going to be up to A.J. Hinch to manage the lineup, and these guys want to play and perform. That's what it takes. It's a total team effort, especially with the Detroit Tigers. The game was only 2 hours and 3 minutes long. Wow, that was a quick one. I remember looking up after the last out and checking my phone. I thought it was 2 hours exactly, but now I see that it's 2 hours and 3 minutes exactly. I'm just glad the baseball season's here. It gives us something to look forward to for all the baseball lovers. It seems like, especially when you live up north in the colder weather for the winter, you just can't wait for spring to get here, especially if you don't like winter. But, you know, we've got hope here in Detroit and for all the Tiger fans, and I firmly believe that they'll win 87 games this year. I'm going to stick by it. One thing I was sitting there thinking during this game was, I'm watching these Tiger hitters swing and miss at 95, 96 mile an hour fastballs that you think seasoned veterans or guys that have been there for a few years now should be able to catch up to. And I couldn't help but think, man, would JD Martinez look good right now in a fastball hitter's count who has a little over 800 OBP and, you know, or even like a Cody Bellinger, who I really didn't think they should sign for that kind of money. So I'll let that one slide. Or even a Matt Chapman. I mean, I just think this lineup would be that much more dangerous. But, you know, it's going forward, the Tigers are just going to have to piece it together, I think. They're still rebuilding. They have a plan. I do still think we have the cheapest owner around. You know, it's funny. They showed Chris Illich at the end of the game. And I just couldn't help but think how when they showed him, I thought to myself, man, that's one cheap owner. And I still just can't think about why they just didn't go get one big bag, especially when you see these guys signing for a one-year deal or a player option for 3 years, you know, and they're still only 30, 31, although JD's a little bit older, but he got signed for $12 million for 1 year to go to the Mets. I firmly believe the Tigers are better than the Mets. We could have used him. He would have been better off here in Detroit, but you know what? Who knows if the offer was ever made, but we're moving on from that. We have the new season now, and let's see what we can get going here in Detroit. The Tigers have an off day on Friday, and they're back at it on Saturday when Kenta Maeda will take the mound for the Tigers to try to go 2-0. I feel like they should be able to get 2 out of 3 this weekend from the White Sox. Heck, they should probably even sweep them. It just seems like the White Sox have a team of a bunch of, you know, guys later in their career. You know, they're just trying to piece a team together as they're on a rebuild themselves. But it'd be nice to see them go 3-0, maybe go 7-10 to start the season. So I just want to do a quick recap of today, and just glad the season's back, and we'll be back at you at the next podcast, and we'll see what we bring and think of something to talk about. But once again, opening day 2024 Detroit Tigers, maybe the Chicago White Sox 1-0 on a great pitching performance from Tarek Skubal and the bullpen combined. All right, we'll see you guys again soon. Thanks for listening.